Not the Footy Show, episode number 22, take one.
Coming at ya. Okay, here we are, Not the Footy Show, episode 22. We are doing the Origin Wrap and the Round 12 Preview. And here I am in the studio, come on! It's all happening.
It's a miracle!
It's a miracle!
Finally!
The boys are back in town.
We're our genius together. Is no longer interrupted by static. Or someone in a bathtub. But I'm Woz.
And I'm Nick.
And here we go. Let's enjoy ourselves, shall we?
At least mildly.
Not the Footy Show. Show!
In the Not the Footy Show podcast, episode number 22, State of Origin Game 1, recapped to the max. All the round 11 moments, cruising Waters' report from Wynn Stadium's final home game before they had to redevelop the Western Stand. Three big talking points, Ricky Stewart leaving Cronulla, season-ending injuries, Penrith's mastery of the Bulldogs and the play the ball, the NRL Tweet Player of the Year leaderboard, two at a time, our tips, previews for round 12, our records, our special fried rice, and, of course, some not-to-be-missed Fantasy NRL talk on the podcast today, episode number 22.
All that and a whole lot more. Bee, 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 bee.
Not the Footy Show. Show!
Okay, straight into Origin number one, the recap. Nick, we didn't get to see the game together last night.
No.
Because we're not that close, and we didn't really want to spend it with each other. Well, I think you had a Queenslander in your midst, so...
Daddy Queenslander!
That pretty much ruled me out. Look, we're going to spend a little bit of time on the video doing our review.
Yes,
but
in
the podcast, we're just going to waffle on for about 10, 15 minutes and hope people stick around with us.
Yeah, you can all suck it.
Not the Footy Show. Show!
So Queensland, they're 1-0 up in the series. They won 28-24. Tries to Darius Boyd, Billy Slater, Darren Lockyer and Greg Inglis. Sammy Thaiday got a controversial one at the end of Jonathan Thurston steal. With two people in the tackle, but wasn't the difference, I don't think. Thurston, 4 from 5 attempts. You said that was 24 points. How'd they score them, Nick?
I honestly don't know. I was watching that game, and I don't know how they got over.
They're on the screen, mate.
It's ridiculous.
The try score is on the screen.
Jared Hayne, Anthony Watmo, Jamal Idris. Go on, son. And Ben Cray. That was sensational.
He knocked on.
Ben Cray.
Biggest knock on ever from Ben Cray.
No way. Put it through on the left boot. I called it.
And Jamie Lyon, the world's best center.
World's worst 5'8", though.
Exactly. 4 from 5 attempts. Man of the match was Jonathan Thurston. Can we disagree with that?
I cannot. It was predicted after watching the game. We all concurred.
I concurred. The NRL tweaked, had it 4-2-1s. Jonathan Thurston with 4 points. Darren Lockyer with 2. And Nate Miles, who just does everything right. I love that man.
He really did in that game, didn't he? He's been terrible this year.
He got 1 point, but they looked in the stats and they had 8 missed tackles for him. And people come and say, oh, yeah, that missed tackles, he's bad. Jonathan Thurston, guess how many missed tackles Jonathan Thurston had?
I know he had one massive one when Jared Hayne absolutely laid him out in the first minutes.
That was fantastic. Jonathan Thurston had 8 missed tackles as well, so stats, they lie. But I thought they were the 3 best players in the field by quite a distance. Yeah. Billy Slater was in the mix as well.
Yeah, Slater was good.
And was Anthony Watmo and Luke Lewis probably the best for the Blues.
Yeah. And Kamali, I thought, the general, he stood up. He just had
Well, we'll discuss
no
it all in the next segment of Not the Footy Show.
Yes, we will.
Not the Footy Show. Show!
All right, Nick. I'm eating a pie at the moment.
Indeed. That's
how we multitask on Not the Footy Show.
You know it.
Let's take us through the game, mate. Just spend a little bit of time.
Just unloading.
What was good or bad? Mate, indifferent?
How about we go with what was bad?
Can I just jump in really early?
Yeah, go on.
Anyone see our Not the Footy Show video about what team New South Wales should pick?
Obviously the selectors didn't.
Because
they sucked.
We were pretty clear about one thing. What was that, Nick? What did we lack?
A bit of creativity, I believe.
Class, maybe playmakers.
Yeah, maybe a few playmakers.
We went with big bodies and we got
beaten. We got rolled over.
But over to you, Nick. You take it away, mate. I'll eat a pie.
And seriously, the fact that it was 28-24 in the end, really, it didn't do Queensland justice.
No way at all.
They were easily... It was easily a double points game, I reckon. It should have been closer to 28-14. We got some late tries. We actually turned it on. The last 10 minutes, beautiful to watch.
Once the game was over.
There was no pressure. That's what I think it came down to. We couldn't handle the pressure. And as soon as the pressure was gone, because it couldn't get any worse for us, we actually started throwing the ball around.
Because the worst thing about that game was that Queensland obviously had the class players and Thurston and Lockyer stood up. They won the game and it was there to be won.
Indeed.
New South Wales, the 24 points is probably the worst thing that could have happened to us because the selectors will sit down and go, we still scored.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We still scored close. 4 tries. We came close.
We were nearly there.
24 points in Origin, that's impressive. Well, the fact is, you know, two of those tries.
The first try was an absolute gift. Oh, exactly. Thank you, Thurston.
And that's usually we're usually giving them to Queensland, exactly. Those gift tries.
Exactly.
Ben Cray knocked the ball on.
No.
He clearly did. Although last try punters are all cheering.
Would be yes, but
no. But you know, we didn't do much. The best probably play that we put together was that move that saw Idris score in the corner.
Yeah, Idris. Awesome.
You know, that was nice. And Jamie Lyon at centre, where he actually can play football.
In the last 15, get Jamie Lyon out of 5'8". Because he did nothing for us anyway.
Let's get rid of Kurt Gidley at fullback. I mean,
Gidley was,
you look at his stats. His stats were like 21 runs for 190 metres, one error, three tackles. And you go, oh, good performance. Mm. But you look at that, I'm sorry, he was almost... The fact that he had all these runs and stuff means nothing, as far as I'm concerned. Jared Hayne plays fullback in that game. We're a big chance of winning that match.
Yep. And the best thing
about... That break that he made.
That's it.
And I reckon Hayne scores that try that Gidley didn't.
That's right. And Idris's try, set up by Hayne.
I know.
But he wasn't on the wing. But that's what makes him so dangerous. If you put him on the wing, you know where he is. You can mark him.
Not the footy show. Show!
Craig Bellamy, the genius that he is. I'm sorry, he's really... He's fallen down on my list of coaches.
Not doing it for me.
The thing that really strikes me about Bellamy is, you know, he's got a game plan that relies on having game breakers inside, which, as far as I'm concerned, as a coach, is a smart thing to do.
Indeed.
But then, if you're going to try and take that strategy that he uses at Storm to New South Wales, and then not pick any game breakers, how you expect to win?
And playmakers. Yep. It's just disgusting.
It
angered me. You know the best thing that happened to us last night?
What was
Matty
that?
Cooper was awful, and Matty, I love you. Get him up here. I want to buff him. Biggest calves since the Beatles. But he was awful.
He was.
And when he went off, we put Piggy Lyon back in the centre. Hayne came off the wing. And we actually looked good. We looked good. And Gidley got his hands on the ball. Because he was almost playing 5'8 for us.
Gidley did right 5'8. But I still maintain.
Fantastic.
I think the team that we went through before the game. Mm. Our preference, well, my preference at least, was Jared Hayne at fullback.
Yep.
Todd Carney at 6.
Yep.
Brett Camorley at 7. Who I thought Brett Camorley had a
great game.
You cannot doubt the guy's competitiveness. And the fact that if he had some creativity around him to be able to feed the ball to, he'll do a fine job.
Yep.
And then hooker, Robbie Farah, has to be there. Now, I will say this, and you know I'm not a big Michael Ennis fan.
He was terrible.
No, I disagree with you. I reckon Michael Ennis, he was good.
No, terrible.
Let's just listen. Okay, Michael Ennis was good without being great. Now, I saw an interview with him on NRL and Fox, I think it was, or The Footy Show, one of the shows. And he said, the thing I love about Origin, you can eat your pie if you want.
Oh, thanks, man.
The thing I love about Origin is that I can delegate to other people.
Yeah, and the thing that struck me last night. Last night,
he needed to step up and take control of the ruck.
Exactly.
He defended really well. Okay, I thought that was one part of the game that I don't rate of him, but he actually played really well.
Tackle.
You know, but he didn't run the ball much. He didn't really take the game by the scruff of the neck, and that's something that Robbie Farah does.
That's right.
So,
and Ennis's kicks, did he kick one in play?
The one kick that I think really hurt me was he does all the time for Canterbury. He's near the line, that little deaf little grubber that went. We got a repeat set, but there was no chases. What Cooper Cronk was doing.
It was ridiculous, Kick to no one.
It hurt. That game hurt.
It really did hurt.
Because I think when I first spoke to you on the phone after the team was announced, I said that Queensland would win.
Yes.
I was pretty convinced.
We were.
And then...
But we were hopeful.
But here is the one reason why we tip on a Tuesday each round. Because if you let yourself get judged by emotion by the end of the week, last week on Monday, I said Queensland by 8 points.
Yep.
I was pretty confident. I said New South Wales won't get near him. By Tuesday night or Wednesday afternoon, I'm going, Blues, for sure. Yeah. Blue. I'd convince myself.
After all the dribble.
On the website, everywhere. I just written all this stuff. And I went, New South Wales, we might win this game. Mm. I'm an idiot. Don't listen to me. every time I pick on a Tuesday, I'm a genius. I wait till the game day. I'm terrible.
As soon as you got Lyon and Ennis as your creative, and you can't see me right now, but I'm doing the inverted... commas
sing,
thing with my fingers. Playmakers. Yeah. Inverted commas. You are just going to get smashed. Kamali's not a playmaker anymore.
No.
He's a great player.
He's picking game was pretty good last defender. Night.
He tackles forwards for fun.
He does do it for fun, doesn't he?
Luke Skywalker uses the force.
Yeah, apparently he looks like Mark Hamill. I don't know if any of you guys see it out there.
Ringer.
Yeah. Interesting.
Not the footy show. Show.
Look, the rest of the game, I mean, the standouts, as we said, were Lockyer and Thurston.
Mm.
Just controlled the game. But Matty Scott, the prop for the from the Cowboys, for Moritz, he was very good.
That guy's a machine.
I thought Petro was a little bit quiet, to be perfectly honest.
Oh, he did some runs, though.
So yeah, but
when they really needed it, he busted out a 15 or 20-metre run up the guts.
Sam Friday was good. Ashley Harrison, I thought, was excellent in the first 20 minutes. Very he was basically solid. Their only running forward. David Shillington, surprisingly good from the bench. I'll give him credit. That try that he set up, outstanding for Lockyer. Dave Taylor barely got any time.
No,
he was anywhere in the middle. But the conditions were never going to be good for a guy like him. No. Neville Costigan, I thought, was impressive.
Costigan, yeah.
He just threw himself in. We talked about this.
20 minutes and just headbutts people.
Exactly right. Kipper Cronk didn't get a chance, but that was because Matt Bowen was just nice and solid. Queensland were never in a position where they had to chase points.
But dead set, how scared were you when Cronk came on with about 15 to go or whenever it was, and you're just going, oh my gosh, it's going to get even worse for us.
The one bonus for New South Wales is that Evely Tonga and Israel Folau really didn't do a lot.
Yeah, kept very quiet.
Which was good.
Morris, sensational in defence.
Oh, Morris's tackle on Tonga to save that
great
try. Outstanding. And then Jared Hayne stopped the try on the other side of the field on English.
Arguably, the blokes I was sitting with reckon that was all Tahu, and all Hayne did was just fall over on his backside and hold him up.
Tahu did
but
I'll tell you right now.
Probably true.
No. If Hayne isn't there, he scores.
He scores, yeah.
So Tahu did well.
That's right. Hayne only got knocked over because he took the full
brunt. Mind you, it was a complete fluke that Hayne was under the ball.
Under the ball
at stage, but he still was there.
He did the work.
He still was there.
I was backing him.
Something I just wanted to bring up before I finish going through the players. Did you notice the try that Billy Slater scored?
Yeah.
What's a play that we've discussed in the past about that really gives you an indication where the players are ready to just put everything on the line for their team? Do you remember what we were talking about, or do I need to explain it?
Well, if it's got anything to do with last night, it's the old wonky kick when you're looking one way and go back the other way. And
this is not related to Thurston. It's not related to Slater.
Thurston didn't even
It's related to Michael Ennis and Brett White, both standing there looking at the ball instead of diving on it.
That was terrible. Brett White, dead set, the ball would have hit him in the face had he stood still. He actually ran away from the ball.
I agree with you there, Brett White played 40 minutes and did diddly. Yeah, no, seriously, he was tired after 1 minute.
Yeah, he's only in the team to throw right hooks, I reckon.
He must be Craig Bellamy's love child, or he's got something on him,
I don't know.
With a blackmail, I don't know, but it was just those kind of players. Ennis has to dive on the ball there, and he didn't. And then it happened again a little bit later, and it's the same situation. You guys got to dive on the ball.
You know who would have dived on the ball?
Robbie Farah.
And is a better replacement for Brett White.
Oh, who?
Big Willie.
Oh.
Get the chin into Origin.
Tell you, the guy that actually beat him out for a spot in the Origin game, Leroy Lars, was actually quite good, I thought.
He was pretty good.
Didn't get a lot of game time. Our front rowers all actually were pretty average, to be perfectly honest.
Big Willie is made for Origin. Roger Ramjet chin.
Just rounding out the Queenslanders, Billy Slater was very impressive, I thought. Just a bit of a threat around the ruck. Darius Boyd was pretty good on the wing.
Mm.
And Greg Ingles, extremely quiet, but he still did one or two things that changed the game.
He still scores, doesn't he? Billy Slater was just everywhere. And that little double pass, the little 1-2, like, outside, inside, and he just burst through the hole.
Yeah,
no. He's devastating. He hits the line at such pace. Can you not read that, though? Can you not see him coming from deep? It's like we've got the 3D goggles on, and he's just got some sort of invisibility cloak or something. They just don't see him coming. Take him off.
We need to find his kryptonite.
Some sort of 2D.
Who's his kryptonite?
I don't know who his kryptonite is. I have never seen anybody dominate Billy. He's just that good.
Hmm.
He's a supreme athlete. Too quick. The try that he scored. I thought that was the world's worst kick from Thurston. Here I am going, that is an absolute shocking kick. Oh, wait, he scored.
Exactly.
What the hell? Where did he come from?
No, I'm completely agreement, mate. Complete agreement.
Didn't even see him in the... I don't think that he was even in the camera in the actual run of the game. In the replay, you see him coming. But in full speed, I was like, oh, that is the worst kick in the history of the game. And then Thurston, of course, he knew what he was doing. I don't think he even looked at Billy, though, for that kick.
Oh, he knew. He just knew.
They just
Class players, mate. They know.
Because you know what? There's Brett White. I'll just kick it to him, and he's rubbish.
Think about every other kick New South Wales did in attacking situations. It was a hit and hope.
Yep.
Our players might be there.
Best kick of the night. Best kick of the night. What meow?
Oh, what meow?
The first kick in his life, and he sets up a try. Who knew?
I know. Oh, that was a gift, wasn't it?
Couldn't believe it.
I think I remembered tipping Jared Hayne as first try scorer. I believe
you might have.
Yes, that was very impressive.
Not the footy show.
Anyway, look, Queensland, credit to them. They were the better team on the night. They deserved to win the game. One thing that really encouraged me as a South Wales Blues fan out of that game. What do you think it was?
Oh.
Let me tell you. sorry, mate. Basically, there was a situation there. I think Queensland were up by 14 points. And Jonathan Thurston walked over to the crowd. He put his hand to his ear as if to say, "Where are you, New South Wales fans? We're the best things ever."
Mm.
First sign that Queensland think they are the best things ever.
They really do, don't they?
That gives us a chance in game two.
I think we'll crush them.
Oh, let's not say silly things. I just think that is a really good sign that...
Crush them.
At the end of the day, they had the game won, and you can't take that away from them. The game won at stage. But it's just one of those little acts. It's not like it was the second game and they were clinching the series.
No.
There's still two games to go, and Thurston to act like that.
Yep, they reckon they got it sewn up already.
Yeah, I don't know. I reckon that's a little bit of a window there for the Blues.
Bit of complacency seeping in. That's what we want to see.
Not the footy show.
Okay, we're looking at the New South Wales Blues team now. We have to agree already, but we're obviously looking at game two.
Yep.
Nick, how do we go to Brisbane and level the series at 1-1? Do we stick with the same 17?
No
way.
Do
we make mass changes?
No mass changes.
Or will there be, as I predict, subtle changes in the side?
Some subtle changes, but you know what?
Yep.
I can't see them happening.
You reckon they'll stick with the same 17? I think.
Not exactly.
Barrett will come in.
But I think what will hurt us
Trent
is that
Barrett will come in.
Oh, he reckons Barrett. Yeah, yeah.
Because I'll move Lyon to right centre.
Yeah, well, that'll work for me. Get him out of 5-8. Take the 6 off.
Tamata Tahu may not make the second game. Depends how bad his injury is. I don't think they'll take him into the camp again under that injury cloud because he was stuffed after 2 minutes anyway.
I don't know about Matt Cooper. I don't know how bad
his
injury
Cooper
was.
Cooper won't be around. They won't pick him again.
I don't know, man.
Michael Jennings or Josh Morris?
Oh, I have to go Josh. Purely because he was defensive prowess. I think the Morris boys.
I gotta say, Jennings is in better form
solid.
Though. Jennings Monday night.
Attacking wise, yeah, yeah. But you gotta think he's playing on the left with his bro. They've got to stop Folau and Tonga.
Okay.
Can Jennings tackle? I don't know.
Well,
I haven't seen it.
And what else do we do? Does Kamali keep his spot at halfback, or do they give Mitchell Pearce a chance?
Kamali's a genius. I think he should sign him away for another 10 years. Keep him playing until he's 56 at least.
I reckon.
But
I
get some ball players around him.
Mate, I wouldn't be surprised if the Barrett's at 5'8", they'll pick Mitchell Pearce at half, and I'll just discard Kamali again.
No! Kamali was our...
It's just his track record of what they do, mate.
He was our only light.
And Ennis will be hooker. Robbie Farah... The only way Robbie Farah makes the team is if he gets picked on the bench.
Yeah.
Which I'd be up for.
Yep.
I'll get him on there, and he can play halfback if you want. He's got enough skill to play out there.
Or if there's a shock injury...
You're not
going to
do anything to Michael
Ennis,
are we?
Injury.
Indeed. Waterhouse, I thought, was a little bit disappointing in that second half. He really didn't do anything when he came back on the field.
No, not much.
Pretty good in the first half.
Yep.
Ben Cray, I thought, was disappointing.
Yeah, he was pretty quiet.
He did some of the elements of the game plan that I thought New South Wales might employ, which was run at Darren Lockyer. He picked him out a couple of times, but he just didn't seem to stand himself in the game. Anthony Watmo is a lock forward, I've decided.
Watmo was so good.
If he gets to roam anywhere, he is almost one of the best players in the field last night.
Yeah,
and
he really does.
If I'm Des Hasler, if you've got injuries with Foran or whatever, let's move Glenn Stewart to 5'8". He can play pretty much there anyway. Are you right there? You're blowing your nose on national radio?
Just hocking it up.
That's some green stuff there. And you play Watmo at lock. I think it's where you get the best out of him. Look, New South Wales, we've talked this to death already. I think they will struggle to win game two. It's not exactly rocket science saying that, but look, we're a chance. In a two-horse race, you are always a chance.
I reckon they should keep Kamali and give Campo another go.
I'd pick Todd Carney.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll pick Kamali. Campo.
I don't know. I was watching him against the Dragons the other day. He may have found some form. I know the Dragons
he's been playing
weren't
right the last
great.
Weeks, I'll say this. Anyway, we're getting off topic. Let's get back to the origin.
We're trying to solve it, though. Aren't we?
We are, but we're not really getting anywhere. I think people are sick of us talking.
It's
they're sick of us talking about Origin by now. Like, we've been talking about Origin for 20 minutes.
Now they love it.
Have they turned
they're
off
the devastated as we are
podcast already?
And they need to know the answer.
Look, I just want a quick answer. Game two, New South Wales or Queensland?
Oh. You know what? The team that they're going to pick, I'm going to back Queensland because I don't think New South Wales selectors are going to make the changes we need.
I'm going to stick with this pick. I'm going to make it right now. I'm going to stick with it no matter what happens at the selection table.
Ooh.
Queensland.
Woohoo, didn't see that coming, did you? Not the footy show.
Have some more pie.
Not the footy show.
So, Not the Footy Show episode number 22 continues our round 11 review. The moments that mattered on round 11. We appreciate if you're still with us on the podcast because we just dribbled on way too long about Origin 1.
Indeed, we do. Yes,
but,
quite.
Yeah, you listened for dribble, so what do you expect? Do you expect
you
more?
You loved it. You
Indeed.
Loved it.
Not the footy show.
Mate, we're going to kick off round 11 moments with this little thing I'm going to show you. You won't see this on the podcast, obviously. What does that ticket say?
It says Wynn Stadium Wollongong, St George Bank Dragons versus Raiders.
Let's just say how many fingers I've got in my hand, 10 times. Do you know how many times Canberra has beaten St George? Just give me a figure.
I'd say more than half.
You keep going.
I'm going to go with 7.
Try 9.
Bogey team. Definite bogey team. Possibly because you're coloured like bogeys.
Yeah, it's like boogers, I think, is the correct
boogies.
Way of saying it.
Boogies.
Boogies or burgers. You tell us. Is it boogies or burgers? Burgers? Boogies? Anyway.
Boogies.
I was there on the hill at Wynn Stadium. Two things. Love the ground.
It is a great ground.
Kind of disappointed that they're going to pull down the old stand and put a new one in. Hopefully it doesn't take away from the feel that it has.
Yeah.
at the moment.
Glad they kept the hill, though.
Indeed.
The hill.
The second thing, that's where we're sitting, on the family section of the hill.
Yes.
With some Dragons fans. I enjoyed that immensely. Obviously, the other part I wanted to bring up was the atmosphere was dead.
Yeah.
Now I don't say this in a negative sense. It was
Dragons did suck. I watched the game at home.
It was
they
weird.
Sucked.
There was like 14, almost 15,000 people there, and I'm not joking. In the first 10 minutes of the match, you could have dead set heard a pin drop. It was incredible.
That's because it was all camera.
No.
It was all camera.
No, it was even.
No
quite
way.
Even that opening bit.
No.
Look, I was just. I'm not necessarily negative of it because I think as a family atmosphere, it was fantastic. But I got to say. By the way, everyone, Nick is currently enjoying a Chopper Chop.
Indeed.
Not available in stores.
Not the Footy Show. Show!
Look, I'm trying to do a podcast and you're dead set got people ringing you.
Popular man.
Indeed. wasn't my phone ringing?
Not the Footy Show. Show!
See, my Raiders, they're carving up your Dragons. Will you beat us again this year?
Well, I'd like to say
I think
we
play in Canberra later on in the season, so you get your chance.
They are very hard to beat down there.
But all you Dragons fans doling out the, oh, we had all our Origin players out.
The fact is,
wins in the last 10 games. Have they been out every time?
The old Achilles heel didn't hurt, though, in the warm-up.
Yeah, we'll talk about poor Dan Hunt later on in our talking points. Snapping your Achilles. I've done that.
It's not fun.
It's going to take him a while to come back from. Anywho, moving right
along.
Not the Footy Show.
Panthers Dogs Monday night. Panthers just too good.
The
Bulldogs disappointed me. I thought they might play a bit of open football. They didn't.
I was hoping Morris would get a hattie. He's in the fantasy team.
I know, but Ben Barber.
No.
He just didn't have the leash was on him.
Mm,
you could just tell that occasionally he did
be
some
like
nice
Ennis.
Things, but
be boring.
The Dogs were very average. They played a very ordinary style against what is a very efficient.
Oh, yeah.
Penrith side.
They are dark horses.
They are very much so.
Very consistent.
And Michael Gordon
is the word.
With the hattie and the 5 goals. He's an impressive little player.
22 points or something like that.
Yeah, you can add up. I like how you do that. School teacher, everybody. So Panthers, they beat the Dogs pretty convincingly in the end. 31-16, I believe, the final score was.
Yeah, they did. Just quietly. That was the only game I got right on the weekend.
Yes, that's right. And I got it wrong, and it hurt me a little bit on the tipping comps. But if you have a look at any of the tipping comps online...
Where is he?
Near the top.
Yeah, he is.
In the nosebleed section.
Not the Footy Show. Show!
Warriors, Rabbitohs. I think you picked the Rabbitohs. I picked the Warriors. I was pretty happy with this. Got this score while I was sitting on the hill at Wynn Stadium. Warriors, you know, they had to win this game. It was one of those games where they've got pretty much all their players back and playing a Rabbitohs team that was in pretty good form. But to win at home, a lot of confidence built out of that for the Warriors. The Rabbitohs, they'd be too disappointed. John Lang said at the end of the game, they're just beaten by the better side of the day.
They weren't bad, were they? That was the good thing about this game. Both teams actually came out and played some decent footy.
The only thing that was disappointing was that Sam Rapira had a potentially season-ending injury. Turns out it's just a patella injury. He might only be out for 2 months.
Oh.
Good news for the Warriors because he looked like he had done his ACL. And
so
was
back
out
for
the
finals, approx.
Oh, even earlier than that. Good news for the Warriors.
Not the Footy Show. Show!
Just on the Warriors, they've released Wade McKinnon. He's off to the West Tigers.
It's a good signing.
I think West Tigers have made a significant move that makes them premiership contenders yet again. They needed a little bit of X Factor. He offers that. Bo Ryan will probably move back to the wing or into the centres.
What is with their Kiwi connection?
Oh, mate. He's not a Kiwi. He's an Australian, Wade McKinnon.
Yeah.
But I do. I will say this. And
he has been playing with.
Yeah, every time an Australian player goes over to New Zealand, you immediately just think he's a Kiwi.
It's true.
It's one of those weird things that happens. Speaking of the Tigers,
he's got tats too.
He does. You're
that's
right.
That's why I thought he's one of the Kiwis.
Speaking of the Tigers, they beat the Knights in a very wet Friday night, 23-6. Benji Marshall, pretty good, but I thought Robbie Farah and Gareth Ellis were simply outstanding.
And the Knights, dead set, couldn't help themselves. Listening to it on the radio, all I hear is. Brrr, penalty!
Yep.
This guy pulling in the tackle, raking the ball, getting up, get off him!
At the end
get
of the day, if you remember, that was my special fried rice, the Tigers. I was very confident.
I do remember, yes. I remember well, in fact.
Yes, I think you picked. Who did you pick? Oh, Parramatta, we'll get to them in a sec.
Somebody loses.
Look, the Tigers weren't fantastic, the defence still looks a bit average, but the Knights, you take out their best 3 or 4 players, they're not going to beat many sides this year.
Nothing.
They will try hard, they'll show a little bit of glimpses of goodness, but they won't be able to compete for the full 80.
Not the Footy Show. Show!
Moving on to the other game, Sharks and Eels. Sharks, in the game, you couldn't tip them, but they ended up winning.
Apparently some people tipped them.
Oh, did they? Oh, Paul Denise.
Pretty ballsy.
I think he got nothing else right the rest of the weekend, but
Yes, yes, yeah, indeed.
That happens. Obviously, Jared Hayne being out is a factor for the Eels. But yeah, credit to the Sharkies. From all reports, they were the best team on the field that night, and it wasn't just that they took the lead in the 66th minute, they were the best team.
There you go.
So good luck to them.
Not the footy show. Show!
That's round 11 done and dusted. Anything else from the weekend that stood out to you?
Not really. Pretty so-so weekend for me. Basically, probably because I picked one from five. So what didn't exactly go as I expected. I think
three
I'd
from
say.
Five for me. Nick is currently 45 for 81 at 56%. At least it's not 50, mate.
That's it.
Think of it that way.
If you get below there, you are struggling.
Indeed. I'm 55 for 81 at 68%.
Nice.
Still
nice.
Going along nicely.
Nice.
Trust in the gut.
If we can get back over that 70, sensational.
Not the footy show. Show!
Moving on to round 12 preview. Not the footy show, episode number 22. Nick, should we listen to you for your tips, mate, or should we just listen to me?
I'm saying listen to Woz.
So the pressure's now on me, fair and square, to give everybody a win this weekend.
You know it is. I'm playing like New South Wales Blues in the last 15.
You've
got nothing to lose. I'm throwing the footy around. It's going
indeed.
Around.
All right, let's get straight to the footy. Friday night, Dragons versus Eels. This is at Win Jubilee. So Cogra, first time this year. Plenty of players backing up. Looks like Tahu may not back up for the Eels.
That hurts him.
But Jared Hayne definitely will. Who do you like?
Oof. Well, the Dragons have 50,000 players coming back, and I think that'll be enough. I think we'll get the job done. The Eels, very unimpressive last week.
Yeah, I'm taking the Dragons by 7. You've got the Dragons by...
I got them by 6.
We're pretty confident that the Dragons get the money in this. Although, if this was at Paris Stadium, you'd be tempted by the Eels. Because I think their style of play might work against the Dragons. But
you'd be tempted.
Not the footy show. Show!
Now, the mighty Pussycats hosting the Warriors. Dead set, these Tigers. I am so fed up with the Tigers at the moment.
It's because you haven't been picking them when
they
won.
Well, I pick them when they lose.
Yes.
And I pick them... Not pick them, maybe,
when
even.
When they win.
And a dead set, I think, you know what, I was watching that game. Before it even started, I went, you know what, this is the biggest mistake, tipping against them last week. But I wanted them to lose.
You're the home ground advantage king. You are the home ground advantage king. If the team is playing at home, you just go, I'll just go with the home ground advantage and that'll be the thing.
I should not have let feelings come into it.
I know.
Feelings,
so, come on, let's get
judgment.
To the game. Warriors.
They lead to the dark side. But I wanted them to lose so bad last week.
Nerd?
Yes.
Not the footy show. Show!
So, Warriors on the road. They beat the Rabbits last weekend, but they don't have James Maloney. They don't have Michael Luck. Two big losses. And they definitely don't have Wade McKinnon, as we mentioned earlier, is now signed with the Tigers, but he won't play against them this weekend.
Tigers are looking full strength.
Well, not full strength. They've got a bunch of players out.
Liam Fulton.
Ashford, Tim Moulton. That's pretty...
Yeah, you know, just a couple of average players. Okay. You might have heard of
them. Who are you picking, Tigers or Warriors?
I'm taking the Tigers, but not with a real great amount of confidence.
No confidence? You got them by 12.
Yeah. I really don't know.
No James Maloney. I mean, you've got to pick the Tigers now.
You do.
You have to pick the Tigers.
But like I said, every time I tip them, they lose. So
there's no Sam Rapira for the
There's no confidence. But when I look at the lineups, I say Tigers by 12, so that's what I'm going
with. I'm taking Tigers by 4, but it wouldn't surprise me if it was Tigers by 14.
Yeah, it's similar.
But I'm taking
them
by 4. I'm not being foolish.
I'm throwing
it
around. I'm throwing it around. I'm giddly.
Where's that gotcha?
Yeah, nowhere.
Not the footy show. Show!
All right, Saturday night, the 5:30 game is the Cronulla Sharks hosting the Brisbane Broncos at Toyota Stadium.
It's a good chip.
The Sharkies had no Origin representatives, although Trent Barrett did warm up as the eighth man. For the Blues, they've named an unchanged team, the Broncos. They get how many Origin players back there, Nick? Can you read the...
I count 4.
Bentio didn't actually play.
I haven't looked at the bench, though.
That's the new additions. Andrew McCulloch and Nick Kenny have made the bench. They're two guys returning from injury.
Not bad.
Look, you've got to pick the Broncos based on the fact that
They're
Lockyer,
way better than the Sharks.
That's true. Darren Lockyer looks in good fitness. Israel Folau was pretty quiet Friday night, Wednesday night, so he'll have a big one.
Lockyer does.
Sam
Thaiday, so
Bentio didn't play on Wednesday night, but he definitely would have benefited from that experience being in the Queensland camp.
Indeed.
Look, I think the Broncos win. I've only got them by 8, though. What have you got them by?
I got them by at least a million, a.k.a. 18.
Wow. You really are throwing the ball around, aren't you?
It could be anything. You heard it here first.
Look, it'll come down for mine, the Sharks. If their four-pack can match that Broncos unit, they are in the game. But you would think that the way Lockyer is playing and Israel Folau would like to get some of that frustration from Wednesday night out, I think the Broncos definitely win this game.
Too good.
Not the footy show. Show!
And the other Saturday game this week is Cowboys hosting the Sea Eagles. I'm looking at the Origin players. Pretty even. pretty even. Two versus three. And there's a question mark for Kieran Foran.
Yes.
That's interesting.
Hamstring that he did, I think, the game after the test match hasn't come good. He's been listed in the centres as a replacement for the suspended Steve Maddai, who just quietly so deserved to miss some weeks for those
really
two
does.
Hits. They've got Chris Bailey playing at 5'8". Look, if Foran doesn't play, Dean Ware, he's a former Dragons junior, will come in more than likely. Look,
he must be awesome.
No. I'm leaning towards the Cowboys. It sounds ridiculous given how I've discussed them at length this year with you.
Indeed.
I don't rate them at all. But to be honest, Thurston will be on a high from Wednesday night.
Will he or will he be wrapped in ice?
No, I think he looked all right. He hardly got knocked. I think the only time he got knocked over was by Hayne.
And the fact that he got up after that, because that was the biggest hit since the Beatles.
You've used that twice, this podcast. Well
done.
That's
pretty huge.
Look, I'm going against the Seagulls here. I think the Cowboys win by two.
No, I don't agree.
Not even the home ground advantage can sway you here?
Not even the home ground advantage.
What have you got the Seagulls by, mate?
I've got them by 10. I think they're going to be too good. Because the Cowboys, they did nothing for me. I'm sorry. Except that they need to get Big Willie back in the Origin side.
Not the footy show. Show!
Amy Park gets another game of football. This time the Storm hosts the Bulldogs. It's always interesting when you look in the paper and the Storm are last.
Yeah, intriguing.
And almost as interesting, the Bulldogs are 12th.
Yes.
And given how they went last year, it is still a surprise they've only won three games in 2010.
And their team on paper. It's really,
it looks fantastic.
It's quite good.
Look, I spoke to a Bulldogs fan who I respect a lot. He doesn't give the Bulldogs any chance in this match.
You know why it is? And there's another lookalike factor that I have just recently discovered. Michael Ennis, dead set ringer for Spock. All you Star Trek nerds out there, Leonard Nimoy. He has the haircut. I think it's the haircut and maybe the pointy ears.
Mate, you're on your own with that reference to Star Trek. There's only Star Wars allowed in this house. Look, the Storm, they might have a few players back up. I don't think Inglis might back up. I think he looked like he was a little bit slow on Wednesday night. Wouldn't
but
surprise me if he doesn't play.
This whole season he's been slow.
Cooper Cronk to play, Brett White to play, and Billy Slater to play. Look, I'll pick the Storm at home. I think they win by two. Who do you have? Go the Bulldogs, but you're different.
You know what? I would love to, except that they suck at the moment. So I'm also going to go with the Storm, and I've got them by 8.
Not the footy show.
ANZ Stadium on Sunday afternoon. The toughest game of the round to pick, I believe. Rabbitohs versus Panthers.
It'd be cool.
Panthers on an absolute roll. The Rabbitohs had a loss last weekend, but I think they played all right.
They are in some good form.
Who do you like in this game?
Well, individually, there's quite a few boys there that I like.
Well,
team-wise, though, moving on from my man crushes.
You are married, just to remind you.
No.
Not to me, mind you. He didn't say yes. Look, the Rabbitohs are full strength for this game. I know, we're moving on to football, all right?
Okay.
The Rabbitohs are at full strength for this game. Now, at the start of the year, where did I have them at the end of the regular season? Do you remember?
At least in the top four.
I think I had them second at the end of the regular
both
season.
Both of us were saying top four.
So, I have to back the judgment that at full strength, they are a better team than the Panthers. I'm taking the Rabbitohs. I think they win by two.
Ooh, big call. Given that Penrith have just been Mr. Consistency all year. The picture of consistency.
But as a Doyen that I spoke to, and it's not you, said they have scored a lot of tries from kicks. And if we remember what happened to the Roosters 2 or 3 years ago, they scored all their tries through kicks through the regular season.
And then dried up.
Got to the finals, they couldn't score a try for kick, out in straight sets. I have a feeling that the Rabbitohs forward pack will be able to match the Panthers. And if the back guys for the Rabbitohs can handle that kicking game, which is not easy, mind you, Luke Walsh is kicking beautifully at the moment.
And Jennings and Gordon, they are in some form.
I still have to go the Rabbitohs at home.
The Rabbitohs have been pretty sparkling at the moment, but I just don't think they're as consistent as the Panthers, and with the big boys coming back, Sivanasiva.
Second receiver.
70 cents a lever.
I wish Petrol was 70 cents a lever.
It would
be
pretty good. Fridge in a freezer?
Just keep going.
Okay. I've got the Panthers. I can't remember quite by how many. I'm going to say 8.
Not the footy show. Show!
Titans hosting the Roosters Monday night. Now, for whatever strange reason, I looked at this the other day and I thought the Roosters would actually have a chance.
Well,
why?
Mate, always got a chance. Always got a chance, because Mitchell Pearce is back. Jake Friend is moved to start at hooker. Todd Carney back to fullback. There's no doubt the Roosters have probably got an okay team there on paper.
Indeed.
But you look at the Titans side.
And they're at home.
They're at home. They get Clinton Tibby back from injury.
It's a fortress.
Look, Scott Prince is about a month back from a thumb injury.
And looking good.
He would have spent the last 2 weeks working with his outside backs on plays.
Yeah.
Their back row, which is outstanding.
I haven't lost anyone.
Had a couple of weeks off. Obviously, Harrison played Origin.
Oh, my
and
mistake.
Nate Miles played Origin. But both those guys are good enough. They'll back up and probably play 80 minutes again. Yeah, who do you like? I'm taking the Titans. I think they win at home. I got them by 10.
Yeah, I think they're going to dust them up. I got the Titans by 4.
Not the footy show. Show!
Moving on to special fried rice for round number 12. I got the cash last week.
Yeah, you did.
I picked the Tigers, you picked the Eels.
It wouldn't have mattered who I picked, really.
Yeah.
1 for 5.
You'd have to go on the Pandas, really, wouldn't you?
Pretty much.
I get first pick this week, and we're going to throw things around a little bit. Mix it up.
Bit of a special fried rice special.
A special fried rice special. We just keep saying that all day. Look, we're going to pick the one game, and we're going to pick the team that Nick thinks is going to win, and I think is going to win. We're both going to put out special fried rices on the table.
There can only be one winner this week. There can only be one winner. No draws. No safety
and
bets.
It involves a Sunday game. It involves the Rabbitohs and the Panthers.
Indeed it does.
I am taking the Rabbitohs as my special fried rice for round number 12. Nick is taking...
I'm going to take the Panthers and hope that they scratch up those little...
So
bunnies.
There will be pizza. Well, there won't be pizza because we have been really...
We've been pretty slack
inconsistent
with
the old pizza delivery.
There will be chups.
There'll be chups. So, Rabbitohs for me, Panthers for you. For the special fried rice battle.
It's on like a Donkey Kong.
Commence.
Not the footy show. Show!
On to talking points for round number 12. Number one, Ricky Stewart has announced he is leaving the Sharks.
Hallelujah. That's what the Sharkies are saying, at least.
And he will be looking for a new club next season. The deal
his
is...
His 9-9's not quite working for him this year.
Oh, nice. The deal he has that is he will coach the rest of the season with the Sharkies, and then Shane Flanagan, the assistant coach, will take over in 2011.
Indeed.
What kind of impact does this have on the Sharks? What's next for him?
Well, I know nothing of Shane Flanagan and his game or his history.
He's been with Stewart basically since Stewart's been a first grade coach. He's been the assistant coach.
So, is it safe to say he's going to be carbon copy?
Well, we don't know.
Let's hope not.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean... I think it's a good move for Cronulla, and it's a good move for Ricky Stewart.
Ricky definitely does need to move on.
Cronulla need to redevelop that roster.
Yep.
Because unfortunately, the roster that Ricky Stewart put together was very forward-heavy, and there just really was a lack of talent out wide.
It's not the worst lineup in the world,
It isn't.
Sometimes you just need a new coach just
to
mix it up.
Look at them back in 2008. They got through to the preliminary final that year based on defence and a good kicking game from Brett Camorley. That can work in the NRL. And the problem that I guess that he's faced in this last sort of 18 months is that Trent Barrett simply hasn't had the impact that Brett Camorley had.
Definitely
playing behind that pack. And their pack has got tired. When you play an up-tempo defensive game, you are going to have a year off the year after. It happened with the Roosters after their stretch under Stewart.
Yep.
There's no doubt that when Ricky Stewart goes to a new club, he makes an impact and that team will get better straight away. It's a matter of being able to sustain that under the current format that he uses as a coach.
That's right.
As I said, it's good for both parties, and I think you'll see Ricky Stewart coaching the NRL next year, whether
definitely.
It's an assistant coach or a head coach spot.
Yep, he's got a pretty good record. He will be floating around. He'll be in the mix.
Not the footy show. Show!
Talking point number 2, season-ending injuries, Nick.
Not good.
The one that we want to talk about is young Dan Hunt,
who we
had as an Origin bolter.
Yeah, we did.
I think he deserved to definitely come into consideration.
Quality player.
He was warming up at Wynn Stadium last Sunday, and his Achilles snapped. Apparently there was no prior indication that he had any soreness or anything. It just, he was pushing off the line and it snapped.
Unbelievable.
Having gone through an injury like that myself, I know it'll take him a while to come back. But the question for you, Nick, is does it rule out the Dragons from a premiership challenge?
Ooh, well, you know what? I don't think it's going to kill our premiership chances. He was a fantastic player. But he's not one of the X factor type players, I don't think, that are going to be the premiership sort of winning players.
Yep. Although
I think we can.
Recent history suggests that St George's Illawarra don't have any
exactly
of those players.
That's true, but I think we will find somebody who can slot in and probably do a pretty good job.
You'll get some pretty good work from Trent Merrin and John Green, I would imagine.
Indeed.
If you sign Gasnier, well, there's your X factor.
The cat Gasnier is back.
That's another injury that happened obviously on the weekend. They look like Sam Rapira was out for the year as well, but he'll be back. And I mean the other big. I guess two big season-ending injuries. The Seagulls won't have Brett Stewart the rest of the year.
Yeah, that hurts.
Yeah, I think that really hurts them come finals time.
Yep.
And Tim Moulton won't be there for the Tigers.
That really hurts.
And you
he
know,
was in some.
But getting Wade McKinnon back obviously is a big thing.
That
look, the other
help.
One I wanted to bring up is the Broncos. Apparently, Justin Hodges, who did his Achilles in the preseason,
indeed.
He's close to running again, which means he could be back. You know, playing for the Broncos in a month. I reckon that makes their side look a whole lot more impressive, especially when guys like Gillette and well, Gillette, he's a gun, have come on. I think it explains that, you know, season injuries can have a real effect on your squad's ability come the end of the season.
Looking at their roster, you chuck Hodges into that mix and it is going to be pretty good.
Not the footy show. Show!
Now, Monday Night Football, the Dogs got beaten by the Panthers. They outplayed. Well done to the Panthers. The thing I wanted to bring up with you, Nick, in talking point number three, they have the ability, because they got such a big forward pack, to, when they make a tackle, they get three big men in on the tackle, and they basically sandwich the guy with the ball, which I got no worries with. That's all fine. But the reason that they are so good at what they do is with their big bodies, is that they just take a while to get off. So if you've got a 110-kilo bloke on top of a 110-kilo bloke,
stacks on,
you know, it's going to take three or four seconds. Exactly. So it looks like they're actually getting off fast, but they're actually quite slow. Now, I think this is a great tactic from Matt Elliott.
It's very smart.
Obviously, it's going to live and die by how the referees interpret how long they get given. But I guess my question to you is it a good thing or a bad thing for the game for this tactic to be let go?
Can they keep it up, though? Because it does mean that three blokes have to go in and make an effort at a tackle every single tackle.
Yep.
How are they not getting tired?
Well, that's the thing. Fitness, mate.
They seem to be able
to
do
it. It's a big thing. Do you think this is good? Do you reckon the referee should crack down on this and eliminate it, or should they let it play?
I think it's a legitimate technique.
So do I. I think the game is better when there is actually a contest in the play of the ball.
Definitely.
You need to have the defence getting some sort of advantage out of a good tackle.
Yep.
We see the play of the ball way too fast, and I think what we saw in Origin on Wednesday night was the amount
ridiculous
of times flops were allowed and interference in the play of the ball.
Please.
It was atrocious. And the game suffered. But if you watch the Panthers-Bulls game, you saw the game actually work quite well in the advantage of the team that was pulling it off the best.
Indeed.
I think this tactic should be allowed, but it wouldn't shock me that within a month the Panthers are getting penalised out of their butts.
Yes, let's just hope none of the referees are listening to this podcast.
Not the footy show. Show!
Last talking point. Sitting on the hill with a mate of mine, we come up with two new nicknames for players. I just want to run these past you, see if you like them. I don't know if you will. There was a guy who played fullback, or named it fullback, and played centres for the St. George Illawarra Dragons. Do you know who that was?
I don't, sir.
Kyle Stanley. Can you just Kyle possibly Stanley. Guess what we called him?
I'm going to go with Stan Walker.
No. The Knife.
The Knife?
The Knife.
The Knife.
The
Stanley Knife.
Stanley Knife.
There
you
go. I got there in the end, people. I got there.
So, Kyle Stanley, you are now the Knife. And
I like it.
I think it's got some legs.
I think he'll probably like it.
The other one that we came up with, which I was really happy with, I will pat myself on the back for this one because I just enjoyed it. That feels nice. Was the winger for the Dragons, young Khalifa Fifi Loa.
Great name.
Now, his coach can't say his name.
Neither can I.
But I reckon everyone should be able to say this. He is now Fifi Fofum.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Khalifa Fifi Fofum. Every time he gets to the ball, go Fifi.
Fifi.
Fifi Fofum. He's a monster. He's got great footwork. He was a really impressive rookie.
Can step.
He can. Fifi. Write down. That's who he is. If he ever makes it in the NRL and that nickname sticks, you know where you
heard. He will.
Ruhif. Not the Footy Show, episode number 22. Khalifa Fifi
Fofum.
Not the Footy Show. Show.
On the NRL Tweet Player of the Year, after 11 rounds, Benji Marshall's back on top.
How? Dead set. The guy's gone missing for the last few weeks.
Well, looking at the points that he scored, he had...
How many did he get on the weekend? 24... I hope it was none, because he was terrible. He just, last 10 minutes, pulled it out of his backside.
The two voters on Friday night gave him 2 points each.
That is ridiculous. Who are they? I want them dealt with.
He had 24 points after 5 rounds, and the next 5 rounds he scored diddly squat.
That's fair enough, though, because he's pretty much...
He's now on 28. Campbell is on 26.
Nice.
Darius Boyd's on 24.
The
Isaac RMC. Luke.
Yeah, not bad.
24.
Good player.
Jared Haynes made a bit of a surge recently. He's on 23. Carney and Miles haven't moved from 21 points each. Kieran Foran, I think, underscores his value to the Seagulls. He's on 20 points with Toot Hornby and Jonathan Thurston, both on 20 as well. Two players that I think have had great seasons, Luke Lewis and Kiefer Cronk on 19,
specials.
With Lance O'Hire, who we love, don't say it, and Terry Campese's on 18. He was really good against the Dragons, and
he
only picked up
good.
1 point.
Duh, see, that's pathetic.
The guy I thought was a bit hard done by, Ruby Farrow, I thought he was almost the best player on the field with Gareth Ellis
great
on Friday
player.
Night. He didn't get a single point against the Knights.
See, people just go to Benji.
He's well on 17.
I'm listening to that game, and Benji's just throwing rubbish pass after rubbish pass, and then somehow sets up a try and maybe scores one.
Look, Dan Hunt, the guy we just spoke about before who's injured, he had 16 points at this stage, which is a very impressive effort for a front rower.
It is very good. They never even really get a look in, do they?
Nathan Friend's been nice and consistent for the Titans. He's on 16. So is Lachlan Coote on 16. Yep. Darren Lockyer, who I think has had a great season, he's on 15 points. Uate, 14. Sammy Burgess, 14. Sam Thaiday, 14. It's a pretty congested leaderboard. In the nature of NRL Sweep Player of the Year, you can pick up 8 points in 1 week.
That's it, bang.
If you're the best player on the field and the two people voting on that game think that,
you can jump at least 10 players there, at least.
Absolutely.
Smash it up there.
Guys like Foran and Hornby can get equal first with
one game.
They're
in shooting distance.
They are. At this stage...
Pull the trigger, boys.
Who do you think ends up NRL Tweet Player of the Year, Nick?
Oh, well, you know what? In the current form... Well, maybe not in his current form, but after last night, I think Thurston is going to be pretty hard to stop.
You reckon Thurston will make it?
The guy is... He was that good at the beginning of the year. He's become a bit glass shoulder at the moment. Shoulders, yes. But I think he's going to come good and dead set. He just picks up enough. He's going to pick up a couple of eights, and I think that's just going to pull him through.
Yeah, I think Isaac Luke is a massive chance as well.
Maybe even Cooper Cronk.
He will play every game. He loves playing for the Storm. He will play every game this year. He's a big chance.
And just quietly, ladies, in the change rooms the other day, that man is ripped. High intensity reps.
Nicely done. So, if you want to keep track of NRL Tweet Player of the Year, visit my website, wnicholson@blogspot.com, or follow me on Twitter, @NRLTweet.
Do it.
Not the footy show. Show.
Straight to the Fantasy NRL Talk for round number 12. Nick is with me in the studio, so this talk is going to be good. It's going to be different.
Yes, it will. Indeed.
It might even be cutting, because I smashed your butt.
Yeah, you did.
On the weekend. It was only by 60 points, but it's considering you scored 570...
It's a good win.
And I went on 633. I was in the top 400 for the round scoring.
Solid performance from both teams. He was a better man on the day.
But you picked the captaincy a bit better than I did.
Oh, Isaac Luke. Yeah, I saw that one coming.
If you remember the podcast last week, I said Benji Marshall scored 85 points. Do you remember what he got?
I can't, actually.
88.
Well, that's a pretty good prediction.
I mean, mind you, that was 44 times two, but still, I said 85, you know. The ends justify the means.
Bang.
Lachlan Coote was a bit disappointing. I think everybody invested him. And so was you up there.
Yeah, but he was due for a bad game, wasn't he?
Joel Thompson continues to amaze.
That man is a freak.
He was fantastic against the Dragons. High marsh, sternum injury.
Ooh,
be aware. Actually, didn't mention that on the Friday night game. He might be in doubt. So if he's in your fantasy team, start him, because you can always get a bench guy to replace him.
He has been named in the squad.
Injuries. Look. You're 5,908 points for the season.
Solid.
You're in 3,000th, roughly.
That is also solid.
I'm 5,795 for the season. It's just under 5,000th overall.
We're making some ground.
We're making some ground in the Footy Show League, which has got like 30 teams. It's on fire.
We're climbing.
You're 11th. I'm 13th.
Well, I think I actually stayed exactly the same, but you climbed.
Yeah, I climbed. I climbed three spots. I was very impressed.
There's some pretty poor results going around without the Origin players. Some people scoring in the 300s.
Absolutely. I mean, they didn't use their... That's the question I wanted to pose to you in this little segment. We blew up our teams.
We both blew them up.
And I think the scores signify that we did the right thing.
That's it. It speaks for itself.
But being able to manage that over the next few weeks is going to be tough.
That's it. Do you get the players back at the risk of them having
to get rid of them
again? Do you
pick Origin players at this stage? I don't know if you do.
I think you got to get as many in there as you can that you can get rid of come the next bye round.
Because that's the question that our leaders, the Newcastle Knights,
looking
and Sean
at our
Baxter.
Table right now, there's a few boys who absolutely got smashed in the 300 points. You can't afford a 300
Luke Wheeler
week.
From the North Sydney Bears, that's only it. 390 points.
I mean, we've pretty much proved that without the Origin players, our players still got us
about
600. If you average our two scores, 600 points, that's a very good score. So,
I do like the names of some of our teams. Cameron Williams is... signified the fact that the Sharks have won two games against Cronulla, Parramatta this year. His team name is now Sharks 2, Para nil.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Who else do we have that's pretty good? Don't mind the NRL Criminals.
Not bad.
Although they had a really ordinary week, 367 this week.
Yeah, they did. That hurts.
This is the Fox Sports comp, just in case you weren't aware. I'd recommend playing other comps, because as we've said a million times, the prizes stink.
Yeah, it's true. Mitch Poole's the mighty aardvarks. I love the abstractness. I would love him to explain that to me.
Yes, Mitch Poole, get online. Let us know why you call your team the Mighty Aardvarks.
Pretty odd.
What else do we have? The vertical
Andrew
smiles.
Stoney.
Interesting. I wonder what Tony Swift's talking about
there. I ain't touching
there.
That with a 40-foot pole.
Then we have the Pop-Tarts. Tim Piggott, 271 points. I think that's a season low from anybody.
Yeah, ouch.
Are you even trying, sir? The Oxen from Tommy McCosker made a bit of a move. 650.
Bang.
Wow, like he outscored me this week.
Whoa, that's saying something. He must have blown it up as well, I would say.
Who else do we have? Actually, no, sportsfanslife.com, 247 points. Nice. Seriously, what happened, Glenn Blakely?
That hurts.
Look, our league is carving up.
It is.
No, we're doing beautifully.
What is our league's ranking, curiously enough?
In this one, actually, our league's ranking, I'll tell you once the website loads.
And there's a massive table, which I think we do have to take into account.
We're 37th.
Ooh,
league ranking.
Many?
That's not a bad effort.
Where is that? Where is that on the page? I can't even see it. League ranking? Not the footy show. 37th. Well, we can't see out of how many leagues, but one of the other leagues up there is 1,000th, so it's safe to say we're in front of 1,000 people.
We're doing all right.
It's not bad, considering the massiveness of our league.
Indeed. So we want to know, look, what are you going to do through Origin period? We've had one Origin. We've got plenty of buys still to come. Do you put the Origin players back in your side and just go, you know, 1 week of Billy Slater is better than 3 weeks of, I don't know,
some young guy?
Where's Naguama?
Fee-fi-fo-fum.
Oh, he's only going to play first grade again, unfortunately. as good as he was. Look, I think we've done the right thing by using our wild card.
Definitely.
Do you agree? We don't know. But we want to hear from you. Anything you want us to talk about in the Fantasy NRL segment, let us know.
Not the footy show.
So it's Twitter time for round number 12. Look, lots of discussion during the Origin period. Queensland has given me heaps. New South Wales have been asking me, are we any chance of winning the game? Foolishly, I said yes. A lot of people didn't like Kurt Gidley at fullback. That's one of the things that we have. Young Ruby Precious, apparently, was not happy with that.
There you go.
She told me that basically Jared Haynes should be the best player on the field, so play him at fullback, and Gidley shouldn't be there. She was very, adamant that that was the case. Some people reckon Superman 69207 thinks that Michael Jennings is the answer.
Definitely a good player.
Something I did notice in the telecast of Channel 9 last night, they crossed out to Harvey Norman to talk to some people about 3D experience and how amazing it was.
Throwing up in buckets.
And there was a kid standing behind the news reporter. Now, I don't understand how this happens. Channel 9 are trying to promote State of Origin football, and there's a kid in a Sydney FC jersey standing behind the reporter. I mean, seriously, was he there on Monday night for the Fox Sports game from Australia and
only
New Zealand?
Blue jersey he had, obviously.
And he got lost in the store, I don't know, for like the next two nights, and they just pulled him in and thought, he's in blue jersey, let's put him in.
Yeah.
It's detail. Detail, Channel 9. Do you ever see Nick and I in, like, the wrong outfit?
I don't think so.
No. We're always in the right colours in the league.
We've got league
paraphernalia coming out of yin-yang.
Yin-yang.
Channel 9, get it together. Because, seriously, what are we doing advertising A-League? I don't understand it.
I don't get it.
We'll ask you this about 3D. You care?
You know what? I've actually heard it's pretty special. I have a mate who works in the industry. He loves it. Absolutely loves it. Although, there is about a million warnings, supposedly, with the old 3D.
Yeah, the old side effects.
Apparently, you shouldn't drive directly after watching the 3D television. Apparently, it messes with your depth perception. Can give you epileptic seizures.
It's not good.
So, don't touch them. If you have any tendencies to go that way.
Or if you have, someone that I know, they live out of Sydney, and they ordered a nice 3D TV and put down, signed a 2-year contract to have repayments over the next 2 years.
Nice.
All in the name of watching Origin on Wednesday night.
Yes.
And unfortunately, I found out that Channel 9 was only beaming the 3D screen, or the picture, into the city CBD area, or basically the city metropolitan area. So they bought
that
this TV, they spent
stings.
All this money, and they didn't get to see the one game that they had bought the TV for.
I would want my money back.
It's on the contract, it's too late.
That sucks for them.
That does, doesn't it?
Indeed.
So I think I'm going to leave the 3D alone. I'm more than happy with an HD TV. Just
quietly. Is it really going to make that much difference?
I can't see how it can.
For football, I can't.
And you know, if you want it to be lifelike, I was just thinking, what could you do?
Well, I don't know, man. How on earth could you get so close to the game that it would look real?
I know. Oh, it vexes me. If you know, let us know on Twitter. At NRL Tweet, and for more questions on Twitter time.
Twitter time.
Not the Footy Show.
Okay, so that pretty much wraps up Not the Footy Show podcast number 22. Look, those of you who watched the videos at the start of the year, we did a news and views video where we did a special Best Names in Rugby League History segment.
Not bad.
It was a huge success. Damon Booby still is the...
Booby.
outright leader in the best
crowd
names.
Favorite.
We want to enter Khalifa Fifi Fo Fumma, however you say his last name.
It's Fifi Fo Fum now.
It's Fifi Fo Fum for the rest of his life.
Sorry.
So Khalifa, mate, we salute you. And we hope that we see him first grade again, because seriously, you are an excitement machine. Mm. Didn't make a mistake. That was the best thing I thought about his game. 20-odd runs.
Well, didn't he?
And
good.
He played beautifully. We want to see Khalifa Fifi Fo Fum. I think it's Khalifa Fifi Lower, but seriously, is that any more fun than playing saying
no
Fifi Fo Fum?
No way.
So Fifi, we love you. And we will have another segment of the best names in rugby league history next week on...
Not the Footy Show.
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 Not the Footy Show. Show.
All right, Not the Footy Show, episode 22. We're finished.
It's coming to that time. It's a sad time.
It is. Doing it together today, it was kind of special, actually. And the funny thing was, I actually reckon we're a bit more disjointed than normal.
Quite possibly.
When we do it on the phone, we're sharp, we're spotting raccoons.
We are sharp,
But I thought we've had a good effort. It's a bit longer than normal because we've just waffled on. Mm. But we hope you're enjoying Not the Footy Show as a podcast. I know we're enjoying putting it together.
Yes, we are.
Because it gives us a chance to just talk dribble for
pretty much
half an hour, 45 minutes.
Not the Footy Show. Show!
Episode number 22, Not the Footy Show. A round 12 preview. Finished. Done.
And dusted.
Completed.
Mm.
We did it in the flesh today.
You complete me.
As in we were in the same room doing a video.
Indeed.
And the podcast.
Nothing sucks.
We really enjoyed ourselves, although we probably waffled on more than usual. Look, we hope you enjoyed our tips. I hope you listened to our tips because our track record, one of our track records is pretty good.
Yeah, one not so good.
But that obviously means that the pressure is going to start getting to me soon.
Indeed.
I'll start falling down the leaderboard. Look,
I'm coming for him.
If you liked any of our segments and you want to know more about them...
Indeed, where could you go?
I don't know.
Maybe you could watch the video.
The video for this podcast actually has some really borderline funny stuff.
Borderline
funny stuff. There's a 3D joke there that's just going to knock your socks off.
Yes, it is indeed.
And obviously check the website out, www.blogspot.com.
Maybe the NRL tweet.
NRL tweet as well. And I don't know, Nick, we may, in the future, I'm just putting it out there. We may have a Facebook group.
Feel free to throw it right back.
Facebook group, what do you reckon?
I like it.
We might be able to actually interact with you. Actually, no, we don't want to do that. That would be getting too personal, wouldn't it?
Yeah, perhaps.
But it's potential. You know, if any of you followers out there actually want to set one up for us, we'd more than welcome that.
Indeed.
Because we don't want to give ourselves too much of a rap by doing it ourselves.
No,
that
would
be
cool,
Not the Footy Show Facebook group.
Indeed.
We leave it to one of you geniuses out there. Get it done. We're both on Facebook now.
Ooh, yes, we
are. So, check it out.
I finally caught on.
You finally caught on.
I mean,
this is in the week that they're all reckoning that there's issues with privacy and stuff. But anyway, that's not relevant to rugby league.
Not the Footy Show. Show!
Not the Footy Show. Done. Nick, pleasure.
Pleasure was.
We're shaking hands.
Doctor.
Let's saw some wood.
Saw some wood, yeah.
Got a new one. Yep. My nephew came up with this.
Whoa.
Put your hands like this.
Yep.
Do the barbecue.
Do the barbecue.
Barbecue.
Sizzlin'.
See ya.
Another.